And as we remember the great work of Robin Williams, we want to take a few minutes now to listen to some of that work, starting with his performance as the genie in Aladdin from 1992.
Well, Alibaba had them 40 thieves. Sherazade had 1,000 tales. But Master, you in luck, cause
up your sleeves,
you got a brand of magic never fails. You got power in your corner now. Heavy ammunition in your camp.
You got some punch, pizzazz.
You got blue and house. All you gotta do is rub that lamp.
And I'll say,
Mr. Aladdin, sir, what will your pleasure be?
Let me take your order, jot it down.
You ain't never had a friend like me.
Is your restaurant, and
I'm your maitre
d'. Come on, whisper what it is you want. You ain't never had a friend like me.
Yes, sir, we pride ourselves on service.
You're the boss, the king, the shah.
Say what you wish, it's yours, true dish. About a little more baklava. Have some of column A, try all of column B. I'm in the mood to help you, dude. You ain't never had a friend like me.
Robin Williams, John Keating, Dead Poets Society, 1989.
We're not laying pipe. We're talking about poetry. I mean, how can you describe poetry like American Bandstand? Well, I like Byron. I give him a 42, but I can't dance to it. Now, I want you to rip out that page. Go on. Rip out the entire page. You heard me. Rip it out. Rip it out! Go on. Rip it out! Thank you, Mr. Dalton. Gentlemen, tell you what, not just tear out that page, tear out the entire introduction. I want it gone. History. Leave nothing of it. Rip it out. Rip. Be gone, J. Evans Pritchard, PhD. Rip, shred, tear, rip it out. I want to hear nothing but ripping of Mr. Pritchard. We'll perforate it. Put it on a roll.
Not the Bible. You're not going to go to hell for this. Make a clean tear. I want nothing left of it.
Robin Williams, Mork. Mork and Mindy, 1978 to 1982.
Orson calling Mork. Come in, Mork. Orson calling Mork. Come in, Mork.
Oh, yo, sir. What's up? You never used the day rates before.
We got big trouble.
Right here in Boulder City?
Mork, this is deadly serious. A spaceship from the planet Necroton landed on Earth.
Oh, no. Not the Necrotons. Our arch enemies?
No, they're a hockey team. Of course there are arch enemies.
Well, good retort, sir. That's one for you, 8 million for me.
This is no time to be cute.
Sir.
They're after you.
Me? Why me, sir?
Because you're there. They want to know what you know about Earth to see if it's worth conquering.
But I don't know anything about them. What do they look like?
I don't know. No one's ever seen one and lived. For all I know, they could look like anything from a human to a wedge of Velveeta.
Thanks a lot, sir. That narrows it down to everything.
Fortunately, it's a limited threat. The Necrotons can only survive in Earth's atmosphere for 24 hours. All you have to do is what any patriotic organ would do in the time of war.
Hide.
Exactly.
Sir.
Just remember, not only is your life in danger, but the lives of every Earthling.
Oh, too bad you're not here, you're tubby-tood. We could all hide behind you.
Nanu, Nanu.
Necrotons. I'm not afraid of them.
Robin Williams, Adrian Cronauer. Good morning, Vietnam, 1987.
Good morning, Vietnam! Hey, this is not a test. This is rock and roll. Time to rock it from the Delta to the DMZ. Is that me or does that sound like an Elvis Presley movie? Viva Da Nang. Oh, Viva Da Nang. Da Nang me, Da Nang me. Why don't they get a rope and hang me? Hey, is it a little too early for being that loud? Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early. Speaking of early, how about that Cro-Magnon Marty Drywitz? Thank you, Marty, for silky smooth sound. Make me sound like Peggy Lee.
Robin Williams, Daniel Hillard, Mrs. Doubtfire, 1993.
I do voices.
What do you mean, you do voices?
Well, I do voices.
Yeah!
We've come to this planet looking for intelligent life. Oops, we made a mistake.
We're happy to be in America. Don't ask for a green card.
I want you in the worst way.
Well, this is certainly a rough meeting, and it's not going very well for me, I'll tell you that. Hey, boss, give it a chance. She's going to loosen up any moment.
Look at me right now, Moneypenny. I want to undo that bow and get to know you.
I'm crazy to make a deal with you.
Nancy and I are still looking for the other half of my head.
Idiot! You're doing it! I'm sitting on a
the gold mine.
Don't make me smack you, sweetheart. I'll do it.
Figaro.
I do a great impression of a hot dog.
Mr. Hiller, do you consider yourself humorous?
I used to. There was a time when I found myself funny. But today, you have proven me wrong.
Robin Williams, Armand Goldman, The Birdcage, 1996.
This is a complex number full of mythic themes. The woman who is singing invented you. You are her fantasy. And suddenly, you, the fantasy, see her, your inventor, and she becomes your fantasy.
I don't think I get it.
Try more gum.
Albert.
I hear you.
Thank you, I know you do. Celsius, you have to explore it. But let's start with the premise that when you see this stunning, smoldering creature, she transcends your desire to chew. She electrifies you. Something starts in your pelvis and works its way towards your heart, where it becomes heart slash pelvis.
Pop.
Yes? Coming.
What about me? What do I do? Do I just stand here like an object?
No. You do an eclectic celebration of the dance. You do Fosse, Fosse, Fosse. You do Martha Graham, Martha Graham, Martha Graham. Or Twyla, Twyla, Twyla. Or Michael Kidd, Michael Kidd, Michael Kidd, Michael Kidd. Or Madonna, Madonna, Madonna.
But you keep it all inside.
Robin Williams, Sean McGuire, Good Will Hunting, 1997.
My wife used to fart when she was nervous. She had all sorts of wonderful little idiosyncrasies. You know, she used to fart in her sleep. I'm sorry I shared that with you. One night it was so loud it woke the dog up. She woke up and got like, oh, was that you? See, I didn't have the heart to tell her. Oh, God.
She woke herself up.
Yes.
Oh, Christ. But Will, wonderful stuff, you know? Little things like that.
Yeah, but those are the things I miss the most. The little idiosyncrasies that only I knew about. That's what made her my wife. Boy, and she had the goods on me, too. She knew all my little peccadillos. People call these things imperfections, but they're not. Oh, that's the good stuff. And then we get to choose who we let into our weird little worlds. You're not perfect, sport. And let me save you the suspense. This girl you met, she isn't perfect either. But the question is whether or not you're perfect for each other. That's the whole deal. That's what intimacy is all about.
Robin Williams, Peter Banning, Hook, 1991.
So, your adventures are over.
Oh, no. To live will be an awfully big adventure.